This is followed by laughter, as Spence's porridge is notoriously awful. And for those leaving us soon to take their places in the world, I would ask them to remember their obligations as well as their dreams. Fondly, your Miss Macleady. The gust has blown through. The girls fall into merry chatter again. Though I am excited too, I am not entirely at ease. I cannot help feeling that this last bit is directed at me, an arrow flying straight from the hard bow of Miss Macleady's desire to have the Order resume their place within the realms. The last I saw of Claire Sahira Macleady was at Christmas time in London. She pretended to forge an alliance with the Rakshana and tried to force me to take her into the realms. Once I bound the magic to myself, she expected me to return the power to the Order, to join with them on their terms. When I refused, she warned me not to make enemies of them, and then she was gone. Mrs. Nightwing told the girls of Spence little about her absence. Now she's coming back, and I wonder what it bodes for me. We pour out the chapel's ancient oak doors in twos and threes, talking breathlessly of what is to come.
"I am glad to hear Miss Macleady is returning. That is welcome news indeed," Cecily says.
"We should prepare a song or a poem to welcome our Miss Macleady home,"
Elizabeth trills. Her voice offends my ears at this hour. Martha's joined the fray.
"Oh, yes, I rather like Mr. Shakespeare's sonnets."
I could sing for her,"
Anne offers. She's trailing just behind. For a moment, no one speaks.
"Oh, Elizabeth, you've a lovely voice. Why don't you sing for our Miss Macleady?"
Cecily coos, as if Anne never said a word. She reminds me of a bee, seemingly in the business of honey, but with a rather nasty sting.
"Yes, do,"
Martha quickly agrees.
"Then it is settled. Martha and I shall read a sonnet. Elizabeth, you shall sing. Fee, perhaps you'd prepare with us."
I wish Anne would defend herself, tell Cecily what a toad she is, but she doesn't. Instead, she slows her steps, falling farther behind. "Anne," I say, holding out a hand, but she won't look at me, won't answer. She makes it clear that I'm one of them now. It's weeks yet until we part, but she's already pushing me away. Fine, let her. I walk down the path to join the others. The trees wear their new greenery awkwardly still. Through the sparse leaves I spy the east wing's progress. The turret is striking. I find I cannot help looking at it, as if it were a magnet pulling me in. Loud shouts and threats erupt from the site, and we rush to see what they are about. A group of men stand on the lawn, fists at the ready. When I draw closer, I see they're not the workers, they're gypsy men. The gypsies have returned. I search their faces, hoping to catch sight of Kartik. He's travelled with them before, but he's not among their number today, and my heart sinks. The workers form a line behind their foreman, Mr. Miller. They outnumber the gypsies 2-1, but they keep their hammers close.
"Here now, what is all this fuss? Mr. Miller, why have your men stopped work?"
Mrs. Nightwing demands.
"It's these gypsies, missus,"
Mr. Miller sneers.
"Causing trouble."
A tall gypsy with fair hair and a knowing smile steps forward. Ita is his name. He is the gypsy Felicity kissed behind the boathouse. Felicity sees him too. Her face goes pale. Hat in hand, he approaches Mrs. Nightwing.
"We look for work. We are carpenters. We are building for many people." "Shove off, mate,"
Mr. Miller says in a low, tight voice.
"This is our job. We could work together."
Ita offers his hand. Mr. Miller doesn't take it.
"Oi! These are decent ladies. They don't need no dirty, thieving gypsies here."
Mrs. Nightwing steps in.
"We have had the gypsies on our land for years. We've had no trouble from them."
Mr. Miller's eyes flash.
"I can see you're a fine, charitable lady, mum. But if you show them kindness, they'll never leave. They should go back to their own country."
Ital holds tight to his hat, bending the brim.
"If we go back, they will kill us."
Mr. Miller smiles broadly.
"See? Their own country don't even want them. You don't want to hire them gypsies, missus. They'll rob you blind."
He lowers his voice.
"And what with young ladies present, mum, what could happen, well, I shouldn't like to say."